Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks Podcast. I'm Alex, here with Pat for Week 10 of the NFL season. How you doing, Pat?
Doing pretty good. Kind of sad, though, that we've reached double-digit weeks.
I know. It's coming to a close already. It's too soon. All right, well, last week we did the picks. You beat me by one. Last week you were 10-3. I was 9-4. So you're five ahead of me for the year, but... I will come back and beat you. Just be warned. Be warned.
Yeah. Dream on.
All right. So for this week, the bye weeks, we got Packers, Saints, Raiders, and Chargers. Is this the last week with bye weeks? I don't know.
I can take a look.
Yes, it is. It is.
It is.
So yep. No more bye weeks after this one. We'll be back to 16 games a week.
But I think I'd rather have bye weeks than the stupid Thursday night games on NFL
Network.
Yeah,
it's pretty dumb.
I wonder how many fans don't get to see it or are forced to go to sports bar or something.
I don't know. I think they're gaining. They're like gaining traction with the NFL Network because we didn't have it for a while, but now we do. So
I know I should look again. I know last year my cable company didn't carry it. So
yeah, I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, speaking of Thursday night. First game of the week, Baltimore at Atlanta. I will be attending this game to support my Ravens in Hotlanta. So,
Well, you've asked me who I think will win, but the better question is, what are you going to do to get yourself on TV?
I don't know. We got our seats are kind of up there, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to have to sneak down or something. We'll see.
All right, fair enough. All right, so who I go with, I will take the Ravens. I think it's a big game for both teams, probably more so for Atlanta, trying to establish themselves as an elite team. But I think Baltimore is a better team, and they're playing better football.
All right, I'm going to agree with you. Roddy White's been banged up for Atlanta, so I like that as a Ravens fan. And then people talk about the Ravens' pass D being bad, but actually the Falcons' pass D has been worse. So
yeah,
I like Flacco in the dome.
In the dome.
All right, well then, Sunday game. Why do they put these games on Thursday? Why don't they put it on Friday or something? Because
Friday would make a lot more sense.
It screws over these teams that had to go in 4 days or whatever. So
yeah, definitely.
It's rough. Anyway, next one, Houston at Jacksonville.
I'm going to take Houston. They struggled lately, losing two in a row, but I think they're going to get back on track. They're dead last against the pass, but Jacksonville is also offensively almost last in the passing game. So
yeah, I don't like Jacksonville at all. I don't know how they're 4-4. I think they're 4-4, right? There's around there.
Yeah, no idea.
In that neighborhood. Yeah. But I just don't think they're good. And it seems like this happens every year. Yeah, they're 4-4. Mm-hmm. Like, why are they 4-4? It seems like they're terrible, but I don't know. So I'm gonna go with Houston too. Alright, next up, Minnesota at Chicago, the Vikings.
You know what? I'm going to go with Minnesota, and I tried to look at this and not be biased, but I really believe Minnesota overall is just a much more talented team. They haven't been playing as a team, but they got the talent, and I think looking back at Chicago's wins, they've beaten Detroit. They beat Dallas in Week 2. At that point, we didn't know how bad Dallas really was, and they beat Carolina and then a really banged-up Green Bay team. So I'm still waiting for them, Chicago, to really show kind of their true side, and I don't think they're as good as the record shows.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I think Chicago's probably the worst 5-3 team that I can remember, but I'm still going to take them at home against the Vikings. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Next up, Carolina at Tampa Bay.
I will take the Bucs here. Carolina lost 20-7 in their last matchup, and I don't think things have really improved since then. Tampa's hoping to keep racing that NFC South with Falcons in the lead and the Saints have covered ground and actually passed them.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to agree with you here, like Tampa. It's crazy to think that Carolina, they were 12-4 2 years ago, and now they're a mess, which is just crazy to me.
And they still have, I mean, they're two good running backs and their receiver, really the heart of their offense.
I mean, it's just so, even those guys have been injured, it seems, and it's just been kind of a disaster for them the last couple of years.
Yeah.
All right, next one, Detroit at Buffalo.
I think I'll go with Detroit. would you say this has been like a heartbreaking year for them with all the close losses, yeah, or more of kind of a positive relief year because they've already matched their win total from last year?
I don't know. Probably a little bit of both. But the thing is, Matthew Stafford can't stay healthy, so.
Yeah, when he lands on that, it's his left shoulder, isn't it?
I think so.
One of them. It just, yeah, he's done. So, but I'm going to go with Detroit anyway because it's Buffalo.
All right, I'm going to go with Buffalo because I've been on the Buffalo bandwagon for 3 weeks now, and I'm just going to keep picking Buffalo until they win.
I don't know if Buffalo has a bandwagon.
I'm on it.
Just a wagon.
I'm driving the panel.
Because you're alone. So.
I like Buffalo. All right. I think Buffalo should have won. I mean, Buffalo's had, they almost beat Chicago. They almost beat the Ravens.
I think they are better than their record.
I just feel like, I mean, they're coming around, I think, a little bit. And I know they're 0-8, but I don't think they're probably not even the worst team.
I don't.
All right, next up, Jets at Cleveland.
It's like the Jets. Trying to decide if kind of what's happened to them the last couple of games, that 9-0 or 9-0 loss to Green Bay and barely Detroit in overtime, was kind of an aberration or things to come for them. Cleveland has played well, obviously. They beat the Saints and the Patriots, but I think the Jets are going to take care of business.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you there. I don't think Cleveland can get, you know, another miraculous win, though I would have said that last week too, so... You never know with them, but I like the Jets here.
Speaking of Cleveland, we got a question in from a guy named Dan in Brookings, South Dakota. May or may not be my brother. he asked, in fantasy-wise, how can Hillis be so far back in the rankings, even behind a guy like Cedric Benson when he's tearing it up?
Well, I think because he's white.
That's what I was just gonna say. Yep, it's the racist league of fantasy football.
I don't know. I don't know how much I trust him either, because I know he's had like two like monster huge games. I'm pulling up his game log thing right now. So last week he had 180 and two touchdowns, but the week before that he only had 70 yards. The week before that he only had about 40 rushing yards with about 40 passing. So. Maybe the consistency is not there, but I mean, I definitely think he deserves to be ranked higher. He is.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next one, Tennessee at Miami.
Take the Titans here. A loss here really hurts Miami because I think wild card spots are going to be hard to come by in the AFC, and they're currently behind the Patriots and the Jets. So, but that being said, I think they're going to lose even at home this week and fall further behind.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I wasn't really impressed with Miami on Sunday against the Ravens, and then they benched Chad Henne. They just came out today, so Chad Pennington started. I don't think he started at all last year or this year, so I can't imagine. I can't imagine that that's going to be a huge improvement for them.
And this would be a hard loss, too, because Tennessee is looking like a potential wild card team as well. So if Miami, you know, would somehow tie them schedule-wise, but lose this week, that puts them basically a game behind.
Yeah, it's
behind,
definitely
so.
A pretty important game for both teams. Mm-hmm. All right, Cincinnati at Indy.
I'll take Indianapolis. I read today Ocho Cinco starting to complain about the offense.
He was pouting in that game. In the game on Monday night, he was pitching a fit, yelling at Carson Palmer and stuff. It was ugly.
Yeah, and surprisingly, T.O. isn't, but he has gotten another 25 targets or passes thrown his way then. Chad Johnson. He's playing well. Owens, I can't kind of knock him for his play. He's been doing well, but even with Owens playing well, they're not going to beat the Colts this week.
Yeah, so. I'm going to go with you there on that pick. I don't think the Colts will lose two in a row, but I want to touch on the T.O. thing. Like, I was watching the game, and I was actually really impressed with T.O. Like, I've never been a T.O. fan at all. Probably been a little anti-T.O. in the past, but mm-hmm. I mean, they were down, you know, by three touchdowns or something, and he was still playing hard when everyone else was kind of giving up. You know, Ocho Cinco, that dude was off doing what, God knows what, whining, you know, making faces and stuff. And I just thought T.O., you know, seemed like T.O. had become a leader on that team, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, you know, one thing with him, he may cause a lot of problems locker room wise and on the sidelines and stuff, but when he steps on the field, he doesn't seem to dog it or kind of throw in the towel. He's always played. I mean, he played in the Super Bowl when he shouldn't have that year when he came back after, what was it, 6 weeks after a broken leg, just something crazy. So, I mean, he definitely puts in the effort.
Yeah, I in some situations he's been the problem on a team. He's not the problem on Cincinnati, to say the least.
No.
All right, next up, Kansas City at Denver.
I'm going to take the Chiefs here. They hit a bit of a roadblock with that overtime loss to the Raiders, but if you call that a roadblock, then I don't know what it is the Broncos have hit, because they just got trashed by that same Raider team a few weeks ago, and what they've lost four in a row. So
I'm going to go with Denver to snap their streak. They're at home coming off the bye. I think you know, they'll get some stuff figured out, you know, last week not playing. And I think they'll be able to pass against Kansas City, if nothing else. You know, obviously it could come down to some turnovers and stuff for Denver. It could help Kansas City win, but I like Denver's offense there to outscore the Chiefs.
It's funny, the two games that I was really kind of bashed the other team are ones you've come in and picked the other side. So interesting to see how that works out.
I got to make my comeback here.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm picking up all five games this week, so get ready.
Okay, I'll do that.
Next up, Dallas at New York Giants, the woeful Dallas Cowboys.
I'll take the Giants. I think sometimes teams play real inspired football after they get rid of their head coach, kind of to show, you know, it was his fault and this and that. But I don't think it matters for this team, the Cowboys. I think they've pretty much made it in. So I'll take the Giants.
Well, I'm going to agree with you there. The Giants have been looking pretty good the past couple weeks. So they haven't really played anybody spectacular. But they just keep winning, and there's something to be said for that, especially this year when, you know, good teams seem to keep losing to teams you wouldn't expect them to lose to, especially at home there. All right, this one's interesting. Seattle at Arizona.
Interesting as in not
as in,
going to be
as
an
in,
interesting
like, what
game?
What is going on? These next two games are the NFC West games. Who even cares at this point?
Yeah, I'll take Arizona, I think, just because they're at home. They're two of the worst offensive teams in the league, and both are pretty bad. Not quite as bad, but pretty bad on defense. It'll be an ugly game, I would assume, but I'll take Arizona. Seattle's only 1-3 on the road.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take Seattle because I think they said Matt Hasselbeck is going to be back, hopefully. Whitehurst was absolutely awful last week against the Giants. Part of that probably was the Giants, but I like Seattle. I think they have a little more experience in general, especially with Hasselbeck at quarterback.
Yep.
And then another stinker in the NFC West, St. Louis at San Francisco.
Yeah, I'll take St. Louis here. Both teams are coming off the bye, but so that won't, you know, that kind of neutralizes or cancels each other out. But I kind of like St. Louis. They've been playing better ball this year, obviously better than last year, which isn't saying much. But 49ers have really been a disappointment, and I don't know if I see that changing anytime soon.
Yeah, I like St. Louis too. Can we take away this division's playoff spot and just do like another wild card for the AFC?
I think that would be deserving.
Who would not be okay with that? I think everybody would.
I think even the NFC West would be okay with it.
Do they really want to get crushed the second week of January or whatever?
Or just take some higher draft picks. So.
Okay. All right, then Sunday night. We got two pretty good primetime games this week compared to last week, those were off. New England at Pittsburgh on Sunday night.
Yeah, this is a great matchup. I'll take Pittsburgh here. Probably 1 year hoping to see both teams lose if it was possible. A tie, yeah, but they've both been a little shaky lately with New England losing to Cleveland and Pitt barely beating the Bengals, but Pitt's defense is really good. I think they're number one against the run, and I think that might be the difference in the game, just being able to control the ball.
Yep, I'm going to agree with you to take Pittsburgh. You know, New England lost to Cleveland, but it wasn't a fluke. Like, Cleveland beat them pretty handily, and I think that has to be throw up some red flags there. You know, you think they can get along without Moss, but the impact he had, you can't deny that.
No, and there's some good stats I read today by the Football Outsiders that pretty much said they are a different team without him, and the numbers are reflecting that. So,
all right, and then on Monday night, Philadelphia at Washington.
I'll take Philly. Vic is back. They had a big win against the Colts. He threw for 218, ran for 74, had a throwing and rushing touchdown. That's tough to game plan for. And with the whole Donovan McNabb saga now, you know, it doesn't quite equal Favre's saga, but being benched at the end of a game because of cardiovascular fitness in favor of Rex Grossman, something's going on there. So,
yeah, I'm going to agree with you there and take Philadelphia. Vic's definitely been, as long as Vic can stay healthy, he actually got hurt against Washington last time he played, and Washington won. So as long as he could stay on the field, I think I think they'll be good to go against the – yeah, like you mentioned, they Washington has some conflict that they need to figure out.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for this week. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Follow us on Twitter, @TheSportsGeeks. And thanks for joining me, Pat.
Yep.